News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I could listen to that all day long. That is our Jingle Bells by the Cats and Dogs, and this is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We have our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services here with us on Frisky Friday. Tara D'Aguilera is here with us, and she is the volunteer coordinator for the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, along with Samantha Pope. And Samantha's title, she is, tell me it again.
The shelter assistant supervisor and the canine behaviorist.
Canine behaviorist. I wonder if it can be translated from canine behaviors to person, people behaviorist during the holidays.
I think I'll hold off and stick with the dogs.
I suspect they're a lot easier in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Good morning, all. It's great to have you on the show. We had Randy here on Wednesday. And so tell us what's happening with the shelter.
So we're just getting ready for the holidays. We've got a big event tomorrow, so we're getting prepped for that and very excited about that. And then we're getting ready for our Home for the Holidays program as well, so we're just busy, busy.
Okay, that sounds like fun. You've got a big event come up tomorrow, I believe.
Yes, tomorrow is the Paul Bark Adoption Event. It's at the shelter from 10 until 2. So we're going to have some vendors there. We'll have 850 Barbecue there. We're going to have the One Blood Truck there doing blood donation drive. So if you're wanting to do that, you can come by for that. And we also are going to have Santa there at noon.
Oh.
So yeah, we're super excited. So we're hoping if you, if you're out and about, you can stop by, get photos with Santa with your kids or your pets. And our adoption fees are only $10. So we're hoping for a good day and hoping to find some homes for lots of babies.
That's a pretty big bargain, $10, when you consider that you have the animals spayed and neutered, you have them checked by a veterinarian for all of the different things and get their shots, plus a microchip.
Yes.
So when you add all of that up, that's hundreds of dollars before you take the animal home with you.
Absolutely. So all the money you would have maybe invested in getting that animal right away, it's already done for you. So you can use those funds to get them bedding, heart and prevention, and kind of get set up at your home. So it sets everybody up for success.
Which is really, really great. So tell us the location again, and not just the street address, but maybe kind of some landmarks around to how you can find the shelter.
Okay, so we're at 4451 Pine Forest Road, Milton, Florida. So if you're going down Highway 90, you're basically just going to turn off of Avalon, and then onto Avalon, rather, and then you'll take your first left, which is Carroll Road. First left again is Pine Forest Road. We're right next to the EOC building.
You're kind of tucked in there.
Yeah, so it's in a little back road, but it's very easy to find, and it's not far off of 90.
Okay, so what time is the event again?
10 a.m. until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay, so definitely stop by there, because how many animals do y'all have now in the shelter?
We probably have around, I think it's 55 to 60 dogs.
Wow.
And then we're very low on cats, thankfully, knock on wood. I think we only have in shelter about 32.
Okay.
But a lot of our dogs and cats right now are in foster homes, which is great. And we're working on Christmas foster program right now for the holidays. We wrapped up our Thanksgiving one a couple of weeks ago. We didn't hit our goal. We were hoping to get 20 dogs out for the holidays. We only got 9, but that's still a great number.
It's a start.
So we're definitely trying to get a little bit more out for Christmas.
Well, Samantha, tell us about this foster. So this is a holiday foster program. You don't have to make a commitment for life.
Nope.
But tell us how it works. And maybe somebody's listening this morning that would love to have an animal with them.
Yeah, so we love to have foster homes for our pets, because it gets to give us more information on the dog specifically, because like I said, we're low on cats, so we get to know how they're in a home, how they do around kids, things like that, and you don't have to make that full commitment. So if you just want some dog loving, or you had a pet that passed recently and you kind of want to ease yourself back into it, fostering right now is a great time to start. We supply the food, the kennel.
Oh, you do?
We supply anything that they would need.
We've
had some people come in to foster for the holidays and they have absolutely nothing.
Have a leash for them and that kind of thing too?
They get harnessed up, collar, leash, food, bowls, kennel, whatever they need. We will set you up, and it's just for a couple weeks. It could be for more or less. It depends on what you want. We're really flexible. We just want to get our animals out so they can have some time out of the shelter and see what it's like to not be in a kennel 24/7.
Mm-hmm. So. No, that makes sense. But that'd be a great thing to do, especially if you find you might be lonely for the holidays.
Yep.
I know some people have been coming down with some little illnesses. Maybe they're not going to be able to take that trip that they were thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be alone. And you can make a little dog or cat really, really happy just to get out of the shelter just for a little bit even.
Yep. And so you can definitely foster fail too if you want. So if you take home if you take home a pet for the holidays and you just can't let go of it, then you are more than welcome to adopt it as well.
So explain what a foster fail is.
So it's when you take home a foster and you end up just absolutely falling in love and you just can't give it back and you just decide that you have to adopt it.
Oh, so. I love that. And that's what I'm most afraid of.
That's why I haven't fostered. I'm still hoping that you'll take something.
I know. I haven't done it yet because I know what's going to happen. The minute that little being enters my home, it's over. It's all over. But it is a great idea. So if someone wanted to do that, is there paperwork involved or how would they go about doing it?
So they can either come up to the shelter and fill out a paper application if they want to, or they can go onto our website and fill out an online holiday foster application. If you want to foster in general and not specifically for the holidays, there's also a separate application for that, but they're all fairly similar. It just asks basic information like where you live, what other pets you have in the home, any children, things like that, so I can kind of pair people to appropriate dogs.
Oh, that sounds good.
Don't want to set you up with a dog that's going to try to eat a cat or doesn't like kids.
Right.
Something like that.
And the advantage of that is you actually get to see how the dog behaves outside of the kennel. Because I'm sure their behavior when they're in the kennel, they're scared, they're barking, or cats even, you know, very in the corner kind of thing. Yeah. So this way you get a chance to see what their personalities are when they're kind of out in the real world. But if you can't do a foster for a week or so, you could also, I love the doggy day out program that you have. How does that work?
So same thing, you go on our website and fill out an application and you just come in whenever you want and you take a dog out for the day to go get a cheeseburger at McDonald's or go get a pup cup at Starbucks and you just bring them back before we close. So it's basically like a little doggy field trip. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for somebody to get you some exercise for the day and you just want to go for a jog with a dog, you can. And if you're just wanting to kind of do something where, you know, it's a little charitable and you want to help a dog, then I mean, they don't get mad when they get returned. A lot of people worry about taking a dog out for a day and then like, oh, they're gonna be so sad to be back, but when the dogs come back, they go to the kennel and they sleep. They finally were able to get some rest, quiet and decompress, so they come back and they're just
Randy sleep. Was talking about taking them into Chick-fil-A. I guess there's a pup, what do they have, it's like a pup cone or something like that for dogs. So just little things like that could be a lot of fun. And it can maybe brighten your day too, give you a break. So this is a time for home for the holidays is what I understand. So we're talking with our friends at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back on Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. And if you have a question for them, 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter are here on Frisky Friday. So if you have a question, especially now during the holidays, feel free to text in at 850-437-1620. So the big news is we have an adoption event tomorrow. The price is only $10. It's a reduced adoption fee from 10 to 2. Is that correct, ladies?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so Tara and Samantha are here, and I'm so excited because they brought me a gift, and I have my very own Santa Rosa County Animal Services 2026 calendar. And I told them what I love about this calendar every month. Oh my God, they're so cute. Every month there's a picture of one of the staff's animals. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so they're pretty darn cute. And every picture for every month. Plus, if you're like me, as much as I like having my phone and my calendar phone, I still love having a calendar that I can write on. Mm-hmm. And this is that old-fashioned kind of calendar you can either hang up or put right on your desk and you can write in it. And it's beautiful, glossy. And these pictures, y'all, they're so stinking cute. So how do I get a calendar?
Yeah, so they were being sold by the Friends of Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. So that's our nonprofit support group. We do have some at the shelter, so you can purchase them there. Or you can contact the Friends of group, and I think they will possibly deliver if you need that as well. And they're only $10 each. And, yeah, there's some super cute animals.
Oh, my gosh.
We are partial because Samantha and I both have our pets in there as well.
I see that. I asked them to mark the pictures of their pets. I like the one in July. It looks like a big golden, but he's got a duck on his nose.
Oh, yes. That is actually Libby, and she is she was adopted from the shelter as well, and is Taylor, our vet technician. That's her dog. So
well, and also a lot of times people don't realize you do take in other animals, not just the cats and dogs, right?
Yes, we do get other animals in. Through the years, we've had everything under the sun, but we've had lots of, you know, geese come in, ducks, chickens.
June, there's a whole picture of a horse, a duck, a cow, a pig.
We get pigs from time to time as well. Yes.
Yeah, these are great. But who did the photography? Because some of these photos are really, really good.
So I think most of those are just the staff taking pictures of our own pets.
Really?
And turn them in, yeah.
Wow.
And then we spruced them up a bit for the calendar. So.
They definitely look professional. Okay, so this is Tara. I'm looking at your dog. How old is your dog?
So I actually adopted her from the shelter in 2020, so she's probably about 8 now, 7,
wow.
8, something like that.
What kind of dog is that?
She's a Mastiff.
I was going to say, he's got a big old face.
Yeah, she's a big girl.
All right, I'm looking around here for Samantha's. Okay, Samantha, tell me about your pet that's in here. What month is yours in?
Mine is October.
Oh, okay, that's why I'm not in October. Okay.
He's about 7 years old. He's a blue heeler, German Shepherd mix, and him and I just go on adventures and everything together. I did not adopt him from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, but I did adopt him from a rescue out in Texas.
Well, the photo is really cool because it's kind of a silhouette of Samantha and her dog, and they're looking up at the stars. It's nighttime, and that's a beautiful, I mean, it's beautiful.
Thank
I love
you.
That picture. Very, very cool. So, do if you want to support the animal shelter, this would be a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah,
and you
absolutely.
Can get them. It's only $10, and you could purchase these at the shelter. Mm-hmm. And definitely take a look because I think they look great. So, thank you for my gift.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it. So what else do y'all want to talk about this morning?
So a couple things that we also have coming up on Tuesday at the shelter from 4 until 6, we have an official Santa visit. So all you have to do is bring a donation in, and we'll have a staff member taking those photos, and then they'll edit those and get those back to you. So if you can't make it tomorrow, or you want to come in and visit but you don't want to bring your pet, you can schedule that for Tuesday between 4 and 6. So we are closed, so we're just going to be open just for that. Santa will be paying a special visit. We're going to do pictures, so if you want to bring your kids, your dogs, etc., you just bring in a food donation for the animals or a toy donation, whatever, and we'll get those pictures taken, and then we get those back to you within 2 or 3 days, so you'll have those for Christmas. So,
oh, how fun.
Yeah.
And now tell me the time and when again.
Yeah, so that's this Tuesday, December 16th at the shelter from 4 to 6 p.m., and that will be with Santa himself, and we'll be taking those pictures for you, so you just pose, and we get those, and then we'll email them to you within a few days.
Okay. So that sounds like you've got a lot going on for the holidays, which is great. And it sounds like the numbers are down just a little bit from where they were this summer. So that's good news.
Yes, definitely.
So tell us about the volunteer. If I wanted to just volunteer at the shelter, how does that work?
Yeah, so we are always looking for new volunteers. You can go to our website, and it's going to have a volunteer button. You just click that button. It's going to take you to the county page to register with the county site. From there, they're going to send you some paperwork. You fill that out, send it back in, and then we contact you within a few days to get you in for orientation. We have all kinds of areas that you can volunteer. You can clean, you can do laundry, you can do organization, administration work, strictly work with cats if you don't like dogs, and strictly work with dogs if you don't like cats. You can also just do dog walking. You can just do events if you only want to do it on the weekends. We have events almost every weekend. We always need hands with that. So we have a spot for everybody. You don't have to, we have a lot of retirees, so you don't have to be in physical top shape to walk these big heavy dogs. There are other ways you can help if you feel like that might be a little much for you. We always have something you can do for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Maybe even answer phones.
Absolutely.
Or just greet people as
yes,
you're coming in,
definitely.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Feeding the animals possibly.
And yes. Yeah. We always just anything you can think of there that we do, we pretty much allow volunteers to help for the most part. So, if there's an area, it's like if you hate dishes, we're not going to make you do dishes. We're going to let you do something more fun.
Right.
And if you want to be hands-on with the animals, that's certainly something we can provide for you.
Okay. That sounds great. So what's that website again?
So that's going to be santarosa.fl.gov/animals. That's our county website for the shelter. And just scroll down, look for that volunteer button, click on that, and it'll take you through the process.
Okay. And then is there a phone number to call, too, if they have questions?
Absolutely. They can call 850-983-4680. And if you have any questions specifically, you're welcome to just ask for me, and I'll be glad to assist you.
And that's Tara, and she
yes.
is the volunteer coordinator. Okay, we are going to be back with Tara and Tara and Samantha. We will be back. It's Friday, y'all. We will be back in just a couple minutes. And, of course, if you've got a question, please text it in, 850-437-1620. And we're back on Frisky Friday with Tara and Samantha from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Just a couple minutes left. What would y'all like to talk about?
Oh, yeah, we just want to remind everybody about our event tomorrow. It's the Paul Bark Pet Adoption Event. It's going to be at the shelter in Milton, 4451 Pine Forest Road. It's going to be 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. We're going to have the One Blood truck there if you want to go give blood. Santa will be there at noon. You can come get pictures. Adoptions are only $10. We're going to have 850 barbecue there and several vendors having some things. So if you want to do some, quick shopping for Christmas and maybe come adopt a pet, or just come by and say hello. We'll be there hanging out 10 till 2, so we encourage everybody to stop in.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and you never know.
Yeah, you might meet that special dog that's going to win your heart, or cat.
I saw a neat thing on Facebook where they were actually had dogs in a room and people sitting in chairs. They let the dog come in and pick the person. Have you seen that?
Yes, yeah. Those are awesome. Yes,
I've never seen that before. I just saw that a couple days ago and thought of y'all. I thought, oh, that's interesting. But they definitely knew who they wanted to be with.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes, that does happen with us as well. Sometimes the dogs will pick the person when they go out there.
So. Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, so we've got the big event this Saturday, another event on Tuesday.
Yep. And we've got the holiday foster stuff going on right now. Pickups for the animals are getting scheduled for this week and next week. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in fostering a dog for the holidays, just go to our website, fill out that application, and you'll be getting a call this week or the beginning of next week.
Okay, and something you can do right now in your car, I always say this on Frisky Friday, you can go right onto your online sites. Y'all have a wish list that you could go on your phone right now, go to that site, pick out whatever they have on that wish list, your credit card, you're good, and it'll be there tomorrow or Monday. So What are some of those sites that y'all use?
We have an Amazon wish list, so we have lots of items on there. We try to update it usually once a week of things that we are in the need for right then, so it's pretty current. And you'll notice sometimes we'll mark something as a higher priority. Maybe we're out of busy bones or something, so we'll mark that at the top of the list. But basically anything, little extras that make their lives better at the shelter.
Right. And sometimes it's not that glamorous. Like, sometimes they need bleach, they need towels, potty pads, they need the things that aren't that glamorous. I mean, and it's wonderful to get doggy toys, but there are some other things, and those will be on those wish lists. So do check it out if you get a chance, and if you can, spare a little extra and send something their way for the holidays.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
It's a great way to support the shelter and all that you do. Okay, if I find a dog during the holiday season, what do I do?
So if you find a dog, what we suggest for everybody, the first thing you do is check with your neighbors, because most of the dogs that are out are living within a mile of that. So Check with your neighbors and post it on Lost and Found.
Okay, very simple solution. And in the meantime, come by tomorrow one more time, the times and dates for the event tomorrow.
Yes, 10 till 2 at Santa Rosa Shelter, 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton.
Okay, thank you both for being here.